Blog Talk Radio.
Big 12 Nation Live, I'm back at it. How has everybody's winter been? Short podcast as usual. Let's just talk a little bit of basketball and baseball, and then obviously the controversy with the Baylor coach saying apologizing or whatever. So, all right. Right now in basketball, we got about four or five teams that can get in for sure. We know Kansas, West Virginia, Baylor, Iowa State should get in. There's probably two other teams, Kansas State on the edge, a couple of other teams on the edge. Shaka Smart did not have a good year at Texas. He better turn that around real quick. We know how Texas is. They don't play any games. They will fire you in a heartbeat. So hopefully next year Shaka can get the Longhorns back into the NCAA tournament. But this year it's just going to be a long offseason, it looks like. Now, let's talk baseball. Baseball, on the other hand, the Big 12 has had some very powerhouse teams. TCU is ranked number one in the country. I believe Texas Tech is ranked 10th, and Texas is ranked somewhere in the top 25. I'm not exactly sure where. The games to be at this week for college baseball would have been in Houston at the Shriners Classic, playing at Minute Maid Park. Heck of a series. I caught so many games. TCU took on the SEC opponent. LSU was always known to have good baseball. And LSU took an early lead, but then TCU lit them up after that. And Baylor fought Ole Miss very well. Another great baseball team out of the Big 12. And I believe Texas Tech had a home series. No. Texas Tech is there, too. I'm sorry. Totally forgot I saw Texas Tech playing there. So all those teams are in the Shriners Classic. So that's three of the great Big 12 teams there, baseball-wise. And I believe Texas had a series with Stanford out in Stanford, which is a great series. We know how many times Stanford has made the College World Series. We know how big of a deal Stanford baseball is and Texas baseball. You know, in the early 2000s, you could count on Texas and Augie Garrido facing the Stanford Cardinals somewhere in the College World Series. So just an amazing time for Big 12 Nation and their baseball teams. Baseball is looking very good in the Big 12 this year, and it will continue to get better. Also at that series, our old Big 12 opponent, or old member, I should say, Texas A&M, is also out there too. Now, let's be sure to these teams, guys, because, you know, not every conference has three or four teams that have a chance to make the College World Series, and you're used to the Cal State Fullerton, the UC Irvines, the Stanfords of college baseball. And then you obviously have the SEC teams of college baseball that they have always gotten prominence. But the Big 12 is the best college baseball conference there is. It's not like football where, oh, you got Big 10 and SEC or you got this and that. It's a fact, ladies and gentlemen. It is a 100,000% fact that the Big 12 is the best baseball conference. So get out, go to these games, support these kids anywhere in the state of Texas, Oklahoma, you know, Iowa, Kansas, where we have other places. But support the heck out of these college baseball teams that are performing for the Big 12. It is going to be a fun year, I believe. It is going to be some great super regionals, and I'm pretty sure there's going to have to be a super regional hosted somewhere in Big 12 Nation or close to Big 12 Nation. Also, just the whole road, I've watched a couple of games on TV here. It's been a blast, just especially now, opening weekend, when everybody's kind of focused on March Madness. I kind of been playing back and forth. I knew that Kansas would be looked good in the Big 12. This week I'll cover a little more basketball because of tournament week. Tournament week is always fun. So many memories, such great time. Tournament week is an absolute blast. I love every second of it. Now, I've blabbed on a little bit about baseball and basketball. Things are going there. So now let's go ahead and talk about the Baylor coach's comments. She apologized, and I disagree with her for apologizing. And most people are saying, what the heck? The reason why I disagree with her for apologizing is because we're getting to a point in society where everybody needs to apologize for everything except for ESPN or the people in the sports media. If you guys think about it, there's so many guys that should be in the Major League Baseball Hall of Fame, but they don't put them in because the writer said, well, he was a jerk to me. It's kind of like their childish revenge. The thing about me is I don't even like Art Briles. But understand that he didn't deserve to be fired, and I'm willing to be man enough to say that he didn't deserve to be fired. It was a bunch of stupid, childish propaganda by the left, crazy liberal media at ESPN to think everybody needs to apologize, everybody needs to be patted on the back, everybody needs to be so damn sorry, except then when they make a mistake. When they make a mistake, they just pay people under the table, and the people sign a contract saying they can't talk about the situation no more because people take money now over actual good and bad. Money is more important than the truth now. Money is more important than knowing the facts or having the facts. And that's what we saw these last 8 years or so at ESPN. It was a nutcase, nonsense, stupid situation that I can't stand. If you believe that you should be punched in the face if you don't send your daughter to Baylor, stick by those comments. Don't apologize and say sorry for that. Athletic director, like, when are people going to start backing these coaches again? You know, you can't sit. What people at Baylor, what alumni at Baylor doesn't understand is that the media doesn't like you, the majority of them. I don't mind you because you're a conservative Christian college. Most of those people in the media are liberals, and they don't like your values. They don't like how you go about life. They aren't accepted by you because you live by a certain code, and you honor that code. So what they're trying to do is throw their little twist of drama into your way of life, and you're just accepting it instead of telling people to be screw off. There's some things you should be sensitive about, but there's some things that are just flat out bullshit. So when there's things that are flat out bullshit, excuse my language, sorry, if anybody doesn't cuss listen to my podcast, I'm very sorry, but that's what it is. Don't apologize, man. I'm tired of these coaches, these players, everybody apologizing except for ESPN and all these media members that want to call everybody else, they should be ashamed of themselves. When we know they have way more shameful acts, it's just swept under the table because everybody takes a pay cut. From Bernie Fine to Des Wells to hundreds of stories where people just took a pay cut and went under the table about ESPN's bad one-sided reporting. As I said before, with the whole Art Briles thing, they said he had an involvement in a sexual assault scandal. Art Briles was not reading a newspaper while there were girls going in his house being raped by his players. That's not what was happening. They were isolated incidents that were happening on campus. That's not his job. Because if ESPN and all these media people want to say that's their job, then you know what? When they lie about a report, it should be our job to not have to watch their shit anymore. We shouldn't have to deal with their programming. The NCAA should be able to take their media credentials away and say people don't want to watch you guys because you lied about that situation. Because to me, that's a scandal and not telling the damn truth, and that's what you're supposed to do. So enough of this stupid, political correct nonsense that's ruining people's lives. I'm tired of it. It's dumb. It's childish. Right is right. Wrong is wrong. But there's always a gray area no matter what. That's life. You're not always going to get it perfect. But if you believe that you shouldn't send your daughter to Baylor, you should be punching them out, then stick with that. I believe that ESPN shouldn't be able to cover college athletics anymore. I feel like the NCAA should start their own network and do away with those guys because they're a bunch of nuts. Just like when I heard the story about the guys on the college baseball team that got suspended for playing in fantasy football. I mean, what the hell? Come on, man. It's a lot more deep, extreme problems, and this is what's happening in society right now. We're focusing on the petty, dumb problems. We're focusing on comments. We're focusing on people's opinions. More than we're focusing on these kids getting scholarships and being able for their families to come watch them play. We're not focusing on that. We're not focusing on kids should be able to transfer right away and not have to sit out a year. just like Coach Shelley. We're not focusing on that. Those are actually problems. We're not focusing on athletes falsely accused of rape, and those are the guys who are bringing in most of the money. We're not focusing on that. We're focusing on a bunch of crazy, petty nonsense. He said this, his opinion is that, so he's wrong. Go to hell. Everybody can have their own opinion. Everybody can be have a thought process. I'm not a Republican. I'm not a Democrat either. But you know what I am? I'm fair, and that's what I try to be. And I have no problem with you having a difference of opinion in me. You don't need to be banned. You don't need to apologize. You don't need to not be able to coach or do your job anymore because you disagree or you didn't do something that somebody at ESPN or somebody in the liberal media didn't like. And that's what this is all about. There's a bunch of liberal media members attacking Baylor because they have a Christian conservative way of life. Baylor, stick to your guns. Stop apologizing to people. Be who you are and get your respect back because the people's respect that you're trying to get don't respect you in the first place because they know that you don't have the same way of life as them. This is Big 12 Nation. I'm out, man. I will get more into it when, you know, we get Big 12 teams to the Sweet 16, a little more baseball since so many teams are in the top 25. And then also we'll obviously talk about spring practice football. Big 12 Nation, Big12Nation.com, Big 12 Nation on Facebook. Everybody have a good one. Peace. Take care.